Barack Obama urges more street protests, blames Trump for Minneapolis shooting. By Neil Monroe on January 25, 2026. Former President Barack Obama is urging Americans to support and draw inspiration from the aggressive Antifa-style provoke blame escalate street campaign in Minnesota against federal law enforcement that has led to the deaths of two Americans. Every American should support and draw inspiration from the wave of peaceful protests in Minneapolis, Obama wrote in a statement Sunday. Watch, leftist activists in Minneapolis, fight back against ICE. Obama wrapped his call for nationwide action against the federal government in a tone of regret, and he portrayed the street protests as defensive measures against a tyrannical government. The killing of Alex Pretty is a heartbreaking tragedy. It should also be a wake-up call to every American, regardless of party, that many of our core values as a nation are increasingly under assault. Federal law enforcement and immigration agents have a tough job, but Americans expect them to carry out their duties in a lawful, accountable way, and to work with, rather than against, state and local officials to ensure public safety. That's not what we're seeing in Minnesota. In fact, we're seeing the opposite. Three paragraphs in, Obama's tone shifts to emulate the far-left radicals, including Antifa. Those radicals, who are backed by many radical Democrats, are engaging in massive resistance and military-style obstruction of the lawful enforcement of popular federal laws, including both migration laws and laws against welfare fraud. That resistance is being celebrated by Democrats even though the sitting president earned a popular mandate to protect Americans' civil rights to have their laws enforced amid opposition from pro-migration special interests. Obama continued. For weeks now, people across the country have been rightly outraged by the spectacle of masked ICE recruits and other federal agents acting with impunity and engaging in tactics that seem designed to intimidate, harass, provoke, and endanger the residents of major American cities. These are unprecedented tactics, and have now resulted in the fatal shootings of two U.S. citizens. And yet, rather than trying to impose some semblance of discipline and accountability over the agents they've deployed, the president and current administration officials seem eager to escalate the situation while offering public explanations for the shooting of Mr. Pretty and Renee Good that aren't informed by any serious investigation and that appear to be directly contradicted by the video evidence. Obama then demands that President Donald Trump disregard his Democratic mandate, the polls, and his political base, and allow Minnesota Democrat politicians and their allied radicals to set the limits for law enforcement in Minnesota. This has to stop. I would hope that after this most recent tragedy, administration officials will reconsider their approach and start finding ways to work constructively with Governor Waltz and Mayor Frey as well as state and local police to avert more chaos and achieve legitimate law enforcement goals. Both Waltz and Frey are facing investigations into their possible role in the welfare fraud. Obama's allies and deputies, chiefly former Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, imported roughly 20 million legal and illegal migrants during the 12 years under Obama and Biden. Then, Obama urges Americans to repeat the Democrats' Minnesota tactics nationwide. His language is carefully written in the passive voice and does not directly call for a color-style revolution against Trump. In the meantime, every American should support and draw inspiration from the wave of peaceful protests in Minneapolis and other parts of the country. They are a timely reminder that ultimately, it's up to each of us as citizens to speak out against injustice, protect our basic freedoms, and hold our government accountable. Trump's enforcement of the long-ignored immigration laws has brought many benefits to Americans compared to Biden's 4 years of massive migration. Wages are up, rents are down, inflation is declining, crime is dropping, and corporations are spending heavily to help Americans become more productive and earn more wages for each working hour. But Trump's policies are a disaster for Obama's narcissistic goal of using migration to transform American stable society into a high-risk experiment in whether or not democracy can survive the diversity favored by progressives. In October, Obama said, "We say, based on these ideals, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, and a constitution and a bill of rights and a democracy. That we can somehow figure out how to get along and maintain our private beliefs and pray to God in our own ways, and retain aspects of the foreign cultures that we bring from wherever it is that we're coming from, and yet still decide that we are all Americans, and try to make it better for each successive generation. I think George W. Bush believed that it is possible. I know John McCain believed it. I know Mitt Romney believed it, Obama added.